The Social Security office in Baltimore County is up and running during the partial government shutdown, but Senator Ben Cardin says the county is still feeling the effects of the stalemate in Washington. WYPR's John Lee reports that Cardin met with the county council yesterday to discuss the shutdown and to talk about how Baltimore City's problems with crime are becoming the county's problems as well.
Cardin told the council the partial shutdown is having a major impact on the county, which is home to a number of government workers and contractors. Here is Cardin and Councilwoman Kathy Bevins.
Legislation passed the Senate. It's not enacted yet. That makes sure that the furloughed and those working without pay are paid once government's reopened. And I think we'll get that done. But that's not much.
It doesn't buy groceries now.
No, it doesn't buy your groceries now.
Cardin, a Democrat, placed blame for the partial shutdown squarely on President Trump. Cardin also brought up the ongoing saga of Baltimore City not being able to land a police commissioner. Fort Worth Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald, Mayor Catherine Pugh's pick to be the city's top cop, withdrew from consideration on Monday. Republican Councilman Todd Crandall, who represents the Dundalk area, told the senator the city's crime problems are bleeding into the county and that some of his constituents no longer go into the city, even for a Ravens or Orioles game. Senator Cardin agreed that public perception of the city being unsafe is detrimental to its economic future.
People are comparing Baltimore to some of the worst periods of history of bad urban security issues, and it's affecting us.
Cardin says he and his wife often walk through city neighborhoods, and they feel perfectly safe. I'm John Lee reporting in Towson for 88.1 WYPR.